The Open Society and Its Enemies by Karl Popper. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Open Society and Its Enemies is a 1945 book by Karl Popper, in which he defends the principles of the Open Society and its enemies. He argues that the Open Society, which is based on the principles of democracy, freedom of speech, and the rule of law, is the only form of society that can guarantee progress and freedom. He also argues that the enemies of the open society are totalitarianism, authoritarianism, and tribalism. He further argues that the only way to protect the open society is to defend it against its enemies. In the first part of the book, Popper examines the history of the open society and its enemies. He argues that the open society has been threatened by various forms of totalitarianism throughout history, including fascism, communism, and tribalism. He also argues that the open society has been threatened by authoritarianism, which is a form of government in which the ruler has absolute power. He further argues that the open society has been threatened by tribalism, which is a form of government in which the tribe is the primary unit of society. In the second part of the book, Popper examines the philosophical foundations of the open society. He argues that the open society is based on the principles of democracy, freedom of speech, and the rule of law. He further argues that these principles are essential for the protection of individual rights and for the advancement of human progress. He also argues that the open society is the only form of society that can guarantee progress and freedom. In the third part of the book, Popper examines the enemies of the open society. He argues that the enemies of the open society are totalitarianism, authoritarianism, and tribalism. He further argues that these enemies must be opposed in order to protect the open society. He also argues that the only way to protect the open society is to defend it against its enemies. The Open Society and Its Enemies is an important work in the history of political philosophy. It is a powerful defense of the principles of the open society and a powerful critique of its enemies. It is a must-read for anyone interested in the history of political thought and the defense of democracy and freedom. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The open society is a society that is open to change and progress, and is based on the idea of freedom of thought and expression. It is a society that is tolerant of different opinions and beliefs, and is willing to accept criticism and reform. The open society is a society that is open to change and progress, and is based on the idea of freedom of thought and expression. It is a society that is tolerant of different opinions and beliefs, and is willing to accept criticism and reform. This type of society is based on the idea that no single ideology or belief system should be imposed on the population, and that individuals should be free to think and express themselves without fear of retribution or censorship. The open society also encourages the free exchange of ideas and encourages debate and dialogue between different groups and individuals. The open society is also based on the idea of democracy, where citizens have the right to participate in the decision-making process and to hold their government accountable. This type of society is also based on the rule of law, where laws are applied equally to all citizens and are enforced fairly and consistently. Finally, the open society is based on the idea of human rights, where all citizens are treated equally and with respect, regardless of their race, gender, religion, or other characteristics. The open society is an ideal that is still being pursued today, and is seen as a way to promote peace, progress, and prosperity. It is a society that is open to change and progress, and is based on the idea of freedom of thought and expression. It is a society that is tolerant of different opinions and beliefs, and is willing to accept criticism and reform. Main idea number 2. The enemies of the open society are those who seek to impose their own beliefs and values on others, and who reject the idea of freedom of thought and expression. They seek to impose their own ideas of what is right and wrong, and to control the lives of others. The enemies of the open society are those who seek to impose their own beliefs and values on others, and who reject the idea of freedom of thought and expression. They seek to control the lives of others by denying them the right to think and act freely. They seek to limit the range of acceptable opinions and to restrict the scope of public debate. They seek to impose their own ideas of what is right and wrong, and to control the lives of others by denying them the right to think and act freely. The enemies of the open society are those who seek to limit the range of acceptable opinions and to restrict the scope of public debate. They seek to control the media, to censor books and films, and to limit access to information. They seek to control the education system, to indoctrinate children with their own beliefs, and to prevent them from learning about alternative points of view. They seek to control the political process, to manipulate elections, and to prevent the emergence of new ideas and new leaders. The enemies of the open society are those who seek to undermine the rule of law, to weaken the institutions of democracy, and to undermine the rights of individuals. They seek to use the power of the state to oppress minorities and to deny basic human rights. They seek to use the power of the state to enrich themselves and their allies, and to maintain their own power and privilege. The enemies of the open society are those who seek to divide people along lines of race, religion, and nationality, and to use these divisions to maintain their own power and privilege. They seek to use fear and hatred to manipulate public opinion, and to undermine the values of tolerance and respect for diversity. They seek to use violence and intimidation to silence dissent and to prevent the emergence of new ideas and new leaders. Main idea number 3. The role of the state. The state has an important role to play in protecting the open society from its enemies. It must ensure that the rights of individuals are respected, and that the rule of law is upheld. The state has a responsibility to protect the open society from its enemies. This means that it must ensure that the rights of individuals are respected and that the rule of law is upheld. This includes protecting citizens from discrimination, ensuring that their civil liberties are respected, and providing access to justice. It also means that the state must be vigilant in protecting the open society from external threats, such as terrorism and foreign aggression. The state must also ensure that the open society is not undermined by internal threats, such as corruption and organized crime. The state must also ensure that the open society is able to function effectively. This means that it must provide the necessary infrastructure and resources to enable citizens to participate in the political process, access education, and access healthcare. It must also ensure that the economy is functioning properly, and that the open society is able to benefit from the advances of science and technology. Finally, the state must ensure that the open society is able to remain open and tolerant, and that it is able to respond to the changing needs of its citizens. Main idea number 4. The role of education. Education is essential for the open society, as it helps to promote critical thinking and the free exchange of ideas. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. The role of education in an open society is essential. Education helps to foster critical thinking and encourages the free exchange of ideas. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Education helps to promote the values of an open society, such as freedom of speech, freedom of thought, and freedom of expression. It also helps to create an environment where individuals can express their opinions and ideas without fear of retribution or censorship. Education also helps to create a more equitable society, where everyone has access to the same opportunities and resources. Karl Popper, in his book The Open Society and Its Enemies, argued that education is essential for the open society. He argued that education should be used to promote the values of an open society, such as freedom of speech, freedom of thought, and freedom of expression. He also argued that education should be used to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. He argued that education should be used to create a more equitable society, where everyone has access to the same opportunities and resources. In conclusion, education is essential for the open society. It helps to promote critical thinking and the free exchange of ideas. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Education also helps to promote the values of an open society, such as freedom of speech, freedom of thought, and freedom of expression. It also helps to create a more equitable society, where everyone has access to the same opportunities and resources. Main idea number 5. The role of science. Science is essential for the open society, as it helps to promote progress and the advancement of knowledge. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. The role of science in an open society is essential for progress and the advancement of knowledge. Science helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Science allows us to understand the world around us, and to make decisions based on evidence and facts. It helps us to understand the complexities of the world, and to make decisions that are in the best interests of society. Science also helps to create a more equitable society, as it allows us to understand the effects of different policies and practices on different groups of people. Science also helps to create a more just society, as it allows us to understand the effects of different policies and practices on different groups of people. It helps us to understand the causes of social and economic inequalities, and to develop policies that can help to reduce them. Science also helps to create a more sustainable society, as it allows us to understand the effects of different policies and practices on the environment. Finally, science helps to create a more tolerant society, as it allows us to understand the effects of different beliefs and values on different groups of people. In short, science is essential for the open society, as it helps to promote progress and the advancement of knowledge. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. By understanding the world around us, and by making decisions based on evidence and facts, science helps to create a more equitable, just, sustainable, and tolerant society. Main idea number 6. The role of religion. Religion can play an important role in the open society, as it can help to promote tolerance and understanding between different groups. However, it must not be used to impose one's own beliefs and values on others. Religion can be a powerful force for good in an open society. It can provide a moral framework for individuals and communities, and can help to foster understanding and respect between different groups. It can also be a source of comfort and solace in times of difficulty and distress. At the same time, it is important to remember that religion should not be used to impose one's own beliefs and values on others. In an open society, individuals should be free to practice their own religion without fear of persecution or discrimination. Furthermore, religious beliefs should not be used to justify or condone violence or intolerance. In an open society, religion can be a powerful tool for promoting understanding and tolerance. It can help to bridge divides between different groups and foster a sense of shared values and common purpose. However, it is important to remember that religion should not be used to impose one's own beliefs and values on others. Main idea number 7. The role of the media. The media has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to promote the free exchange of ideas and information. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. The media plays an essential role in an open society. It serves as a platform for the free exchange of ideas and information, allowing citizens to make informed decisions about their lives and their society. By providing access to a wide range of perspectives, the media helps to create an engaged and informed citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. The media also serves as a watchdog, holding those in power accountable for their actions. By providing a platform for criticism and dissent, the media helps to ensure that those in power are held to the highest standards of accountability. This helps to ensure that the public is aware of any potential abuses of power and can take action to ensure that their rights are respected. Finally, the media can also be a powerful tool for social change. By providing a platform for marginalized voices, the media can help to bring attention to issues that are often overlooked or ignored. This can help to create a more equitable and just society, where everyone is treated with respect and dignity. In short, the media plays an essential role in an open society. By providing a platform for the free exchange of ideas and information, it helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. It also serves as a watchdog, holding those in power accountable for their actions, and can be a powerful tool for social change. Main idea number 8. The role of the market. The market has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to promote economic growth and development. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. The market is an essential part of the open society, as it helps to promote economic growth and development. It allows for the exchange of goods and services, and encourages competition and innovation. This helps to create a more efficient and productive economy, which in turn leads to higher standards of living. The market also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, as it provides a platform for the exchange of ideas and information. This helps to ensure that citizens are aware of the issues facing their society, and can make informed decisions about their future. Furthermore, the market helps to create a more equitable distribution of resources, as it allows for the efficient allocation of resources to those who need them most. The market also helps to promote democracy, as it allows for the free exchange of ideas and opinions. This helps to ensure that citizens are able to make informed decisions about their government and their society. Furthermore, the market helps to create a more transparent and accountable government, as it allows for the efficient allocation of resources and the monitoring of government activities. Finally, the market helps to create a more equitable distribution of wealth, as it allows for the efficient allocation of resources to those who need them most. In conclusion, the market plays an important role in the open society, as it helps to promote economic growth and development, create an informed and engaged citizenry, and promote democracy and a more equitable distribution of resources. It is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy, and should be supported and encouraged. Main idea number 9. The role of the individual. The individual has an important role to play in the open society, as it is up to each individual to make their own decisions and to take responsibility for their own actions. The role of the individual in an open society is paramount. Each individual is responsible for their own decisions and actions, and must take ownership of the consequences of their choices. This is a fundamental principle of an open society, as it allows for the free exchange of ideas and the pursuit of individual goals. It also allows for the development of a sense of responsibility and accountability, as individuals are held accountable for their actions. This encourages individuals to think critically and to take responsibility for their own actions, rather than relying on the government or other external forces to make decisions for them. In an open society, individuals are also encouraged to be active participants in the political process. This means that they should be informed about the issues that affect them and their community, and should be willing to engage in meaningful dialogue and debate. This allows for the development of a more informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for a healthy democracy. Furthermore, individuals should be encouraged to take part in civic activities, such as voting, volunteering, and participating in public forums, in order to ensure that their voices are heard and their opinions are taken into account. The role of the individual in an open society is essential for its success. By taking responsibility for their own actions and engaging in meaningful dialogue and debate, individuals can help to ensure that the open society remains open and vibrant. This is the only way to ensure that the open society remains a place where individuals can pursue their own goals and dreams, and where the free exchange of ideas is encouraged and respected. Main idea number 10. The role of the law. The law has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to protect the rights of individuals and to ensure that the rule of law is upheld. The law is a cornerstone of the open society, as it helps to ensure that the rights of individuals are respected and that the rule of law is upheld. In an open society, the law is a tool for protecting the rights of individuals and for ensuring that the government is held accountable for its actions. The law also serves to protect the public from the abuse of power by those in authority. It is important that the law is applied fairly and consistently, and that it is enforced in a manner that is consistent with the values of the open society. The law also serves to protect the public from the abuse of power by those in authority. It is important that the law is applied fairly and consistently, and that it is enforced in a manner that is consistent with the values of the open society. This means that the law should be applied in a way that is impartial and that does not discriminate against any particular group or individual. It also means that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of justice and fairness. The law also serves to protect the public from the abuse of power by those in authority. It is important that the law is applied fairly and consistently, and that it is enforced in a manner that is consistent with the values of the open society. This means that the law should be applied in a way that is impartial and that does not discriminate against any particular group or individual. It also means that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of justice and fairness, and that it is enforced in a manner that is respectful of the rights of individuals. The law is an important part of the open society, as it helps to ensure that the rights of individuals are respected and that the rule of law is upheld. It is essential that the law is applied fairly and consistently, and that it is enforced in a manner that is consistent with the values of the open society. This means that the law should be applied in a way that is impartial and that does not discriminate against any particular group or individual. It also means that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of justice and fairness, and that it is enforced in a manner that is respectful of the rights of individuals. Main idea number 11. The role of democracy. Democracy is essential for the open society, as it helps to promote the free exchange of ideas and information. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. The role of democracy in an open society is essential for the free exchange of ideas and information. Democracy allows citizens to be informed and engaged in the political process, which is necessary for a healthy democracy. It also allows for the open discussion of different perspectives and opinions, which can lead to the development of new ideas and solutions. Democracy also helps to ensure that the government is accountable to its citizens, as it allows for the free expression of dissent and criticism. Finally, democracy helps to ensure that the rights of all citizens are respected and protected, as it allows for the protection of minority rights and the promotion of equal opportunity. Karl Popper's book The Open Society and Its Enemies is an important work that examines the role of democracy in an open society. Popper argues that democracy is essential for the functioning of an open society, as it allows for the free exchange of ideas and information. He also argues that democracy is necessary for the protection of minority rights and the promotion of equal opportunity. Finally, Popper argues that democracy is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy, as it allows for the informed and engaged citizenry that is necessary for a healthy democracy. Main idea number 12. The role of international organizations. International organizations have an important role to play in the open society, as they help to promote peace and stability. They also help to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. International organizations are essential for the functioning of an open society. They help to promote peace and stability, and to create an informed and engaged citizenry. Through their work, they can help to ensure that the rights of individuals are respected and that the rule of law is upheld. They can also help to ensure that the interests of all citizens are taken into account when decisions are made. International organizations can also help to promote economic development and social justice. They can provide assistance to countries in need, and can help to ensure that resources are used in a fair and equitable manner. They can also help to ensure that the environment is protected and that human rights are respected. International organizations can also help to promote democracy and human rights. They can help to ensure that governments are accountable to their citizens, and that citizens have access to information and the ability to participate in decision-making. They can also help to ensure that governments are transparent and that citizens have access to justice. International organizations can also help to promote international cooperation and understanding. They can help to ensure that countries work together to address global challenges, such as climate change, poverty, and inequality. They can also help to ensure that countries work together to promote peace and security. In short, international organizations have an important role to play in the open society. They can help to ensure that the rights of individuals are respected, that the rule of law is upheld, and that the interests of all citizens are taken into account. They can also help to promote economic development, social justice, democracy, and human rights. Finally, they can help to promote international cooperation and understanding. Main idea number 13. The role of civil society. Civil society has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to promote the free exchange of ideas and information. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Civil society plays an important role in the open society, as it helps to foster the free exchange of ideas and information. It encourages citizens to become informed and engaged in the political process, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Civil society organizations, such as non-governmental organizations, charities, and advocacy groups, can help to ensure that the voices of citizens are heard and that their interests are represented in the political process. Civil society can also help to promote transparency and accountability in government, as well as to provide a platform for citizens to express their opinions and to hold their government to account. Civil society can also help to promote social justice and equality by advocating for the rights of marginalized and vulnerable groups. It can also help to ensure that the voices of those who are often excluded from the political process are heard. Civil society can also help to promote economic development by providing access to resources and opportunities for those who are often excluded from the mainstream economy. Finally, civil society can help to foster a culture of dialogue and debate, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Main idea number 14. The role of the arts. The arts have an important role to play in the open society, as they help to promote creativity and the free exchange of ideas. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. The role of the arts in an open society is essential. They provide a platform for creativity and the free exchange of ideas, which is essential for a healthy democracy. The arts also help to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is necessary for the functioning of a healthy democracy. By providing a platform for creative expression, the arts can help to foster a sense of community and understanding between different groups of people. This can help to create a more tolerant and inclusive society, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. The arts can also help to promote critical thinking and the questioning of authority. This is essential for a healthy democracy, as it allows citizens to challenge the status quo and to think for themselves. By encouraging citizens to think critically and to question authority, the arts can help to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. The arts can also help to promote social justice and equality. By providing a platform for creative expression, the arts can help to raise awareness of social issues and to challenge existing power structures. This can help to create a more equitable and just society, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. In conclusion, the role of the arts in an open society is essential. They provide a platform for creativity and the free exchange of ideas, which is essential for a healthy democracy. The arts also help to create an informed and engaged citizenry, to promote critical thinking and the questioning of authority, and to promote social justice and equality. All of these are essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Main idea number 15. The role of technology. Technology has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to promote progress and the advancement of knowledge. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Technology has become an integral part of modern life, and its role in the open society is undeniable. Technology has enabled us to access information quickly and easily, and to communicate with people around the world. It has also enabled us to create new products and services, and to develop new ways of doing things. Technology has enabled us to make progress in areas such as healthcare, education, and the environment, and to create a more equitable and just society. In the open society, technology can be used to promote transparency and accountability, and to ensure that citizens have access to the information they need to make informed decisions. It can also be used to facilitate collaboration and the sharing of ideas, and to create new opportunities for citizens to engage in the political process. Technology can also be used to create new forms of communication and to facilitate the exchange of ideas and information. Technology can also be used to create new forms of economic activity, and to promote economic growth and development. It can be used to create new markets and to facilitate the efficient allocation of resources. Technology can also be used to create new forms of entertainment and to promote creativity and innovation. In short, technology has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to promote progress and the advancement of knowledge. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Main idea number 16. The role of globalization. Globalization has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to promote economic growth and development. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Globalization has become an increasingly important factor in the modern world, and its role in the open society is undeniable. Globalization has helped to create a more interconnected world, allowing for the free flow of goods, services, and ideas across borders. This has enabled countries to benefit from the exchange of knowledge and resources, leading to increased economic growth and development. It has also allowed for the spread of democracy and human rights, as well as the promotion of cultural exchange and understanding. In addition, globalization has helped to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. By providing access to information and resources, citizens are able to make informed decisions and participate in the political process. This helps to ensure that the government is held accountable and that the rights of citizens are respected. Furthermore, globalization has enabled people to connect with one another, allowing for the exchange of ideas and the development of a global community. In conclusion, globalization has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to promote economic growth and development, as well as the spread of democracy and human rights. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. By providing access to information and resources, citizens are able to make informed decisions and participate in the political process, helping to ensure that the government is held accountable and that the rights of citizens are respected. Main idea number 17. The role of human rights. Human rights have an important role to play in the open society, as they help to protect the rights of individuals and to ensure that the rule of law is upheld. The concept of human rights is fundamental to the open society. In Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, he argues that human rights are essential for the protection of individuals and the upholding of the rule of law. He states that the open society is based on the idea that all individuals should be treated equally and that their rights should be respected. He further argues that the open society is based on the principle of freedom of thought and expression, and that these rights should be protected from any form of oppression or discrimination. Popper also argues that human rights are essential for the protection of minorities and the prevention of tyranny. He states that the open society should be based on the principle of equality before the law, and that all individuals should be treated equally regardless of their race, gender, religion, or any other factor. He further argues that the open society should be based on the principle of freedom of speech and expression, and that these rights should be protected from any form of censorship or oppression. In conclusion, human rights are essential for the protection of individuals and the upholding of the rule of law in the open society. They are essential for the protection of minorities and the prevention of tyranny, and they should be respected and protected from any form of oppression or discrimination. The open society should be based on the principle of equality before the law, and all individuals should be treated equally regardless of their race, gender, religion, or any other factor. Main idea number 18. The role of international law. International law has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to promote peace and stability. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. International law is an important tool for promoting peace and stability in the open society. It helps to ensure that countries abide by the rules of international conduct, and that disputes are resolved in a peaceful and equitable manner. International law also helps to protect the rights of individuals and to ensure that governments are held accountable for their actions. This helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. International law also helps to protect the environment and to promote sustainable development. It sets out standards for the protection of the environment and helps to ensure that countries are held accountable for their actions. This helps to ensure that the environment is protected for future generations and that resources are used responsibly. Finally, international law helps to promote economic development and to ensure that countries are able to trade and cooperate with each other. It sets out rules for the conduct of international trade and helps to ensure that countries are able to benefit from the global economy. This helps to create a more prosperous and equitable world. In short, international law plays an important role in the open society, helping to promote peace and stability, protect the rights of individuals, and promote economic development. It is an essential tool for creating a more just and equitable world. Main idea number 19. The role of civil disobedience. Civil disobedience has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to promote the free exchange of ideas and information. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Civil disobedience has an important role to play in the open society. It is a form of protest that allows citizens to express their dissatisfaction with the status quo and to challenge the existing power structures. By engaging in civil disobedience, citizens can draw attention to issues that they feel are not being adequately addressed by the government or other authorities. This can lead to greater public awareness and discussion of the issues, and can ultimately lead to changes in policy or law. Civil disobedience also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry. By engaging in civil disobedience, citizens are able to learn more about the issues they are protesting and to become more involved in the political process. This helps to ensure that citizens are aware of their rights and responsibilities, and that they are able to make informed decisions about the issues that affect them. This is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy, as it ensures that citizens are able to participate in the political process and to hold their government accountable. Finally, civil disobedience helps to promote the free exchange of ideas and information. By engaging in civil disobedience, citizens are able to express their views and to challenge the existing power structures. This helps to create an environment in which different perspectives can be heard and discussed, and in which citizens can learn from each other. This is essential for the functioning of an open society, as it allows for the free exchange of ideas and information, which is essential for the development of a healthy democracy. Main idea number 20. The role of tolerance. Tolerance has an important role to play in the open society, as it helps to promote understanding and respect between different groups. It also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry, which is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy. Tolerance is an essential part of an open society. It allows for the peaceful coexistence of different beliefs, values, and lifestyles, and encourages mutual understanding and respect. In an open society, tolerance is not only a moral imperative, but also a practical necessity. Without it, the open society would be unable to function, as it would be unable to accommodate the diversity of its citizens. Tolerance also helps to create an informed and engaged citizenry. By allowing for the free exchange of ideas and opinions, it encourages citizens to think critically and form their own opinions. This is essential for the functioning of a healthy democracy, as it ensures that citizens are able to make informed decisions about the issues that affect them. Finally, tolerance helps to promote peace and stability in society. By allowing for the peaceful coexistence of different beliefs and values, it helps to prevent conflict and violence. This is especially important in a world that is becoming increasingly interconnected and interdependent. In conclusion, tolerance is an essential part of an open society. It helps to promote understanding and respect between different groups, encourages an informed and engaged citizenry, and helps to promote peace and stability. Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies provides an important reminder of the importance of tolerance in an open society.